This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know that feeling when you have something that's really been bothering you, or when you've been fixating on something in your life that's looming large in your mind? We all carry around different stressors in our lives, big and small, and I think we inherently know that when we keep them bottled up inside, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest, and to figure out how to work through whatever it is that's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced major trauma. There are plenty of benefits it can have for everyone. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. And don't underestimate the power of boundaries either. Those are super important. If you've been wondering if you should give therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's a fully online experience and designed from the ground up to be convenient and customizable to your schedule. To get started, you just have to fill out a brief questionnaire that will match you up with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/filmdaily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/filmdaily. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slash Film Daily. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. On today's episode of the show, I'm going to be talking about the latest film and TV news. My name is Ben Pearson. I'm an editor at SlashFilm.com, and I'm joined on today's episode by nobody. The Slash Film staff is incredibly busy today. CinemaCon is kicking off as we speak. Ryan Scott is there right now. He's going to be bringing us all sorts of reports and stuff from Las Vegas. So stay tuned to slashfilm.com for a bunch of that. Previously, I'd said that Friday's episode, I was going to try to do like a debrief conversation with him about the best things that he saw at the convention. But I think we're actually going to push that to Monday. And then this Friday, I'm going to talk to Jacob about Civil War, Alex Garland's new movie. And then Jacob actually had a chance to speak with Alex Garland, so we're going to play that interview. So that's what's coming up on the podcast. Anyway, today, I wanted to talk about a few things in the news. So the trailer for Ty West's Maxine came out the other day. And I just want to take this as an opportunity to say that if you're even remotely interested in horror movies, I would recommend that you check out the first two films in this trilogy, X and Pearl, which both came out in 2022. Mia Goth, the star of these movies, delivers like totally deranged performances in the best way, particularly in Pearl. And this new movie, Maxine, is set in Hollywood in the 1980s as her character, who's named Maxine, tries to become an adult film star while the Night Stalker serial killer is out on the prowl. And Elizabeth Debicki and Michelle Monaghan and Bobby Cannavale and Giancarlo Esposito and Kevin Bacon co-star in this one. And it looks like just a ton of fun. I'm very excited about it. So X is streaming on Netflix right now, and Pearl, which is a prequel, is on Paramount Plus with Showtime, or you can rent it for like $5 through Apple and Amazon, whatever. I'll link to the trailer for Maxine in the show notes, but man, I'm really looking forward to this. So A24 is releasing that movie sometime in the next couple months. Disney announced some changes to its release calendar the other day, so I'm gonna run through the highlights of that announcement real quick. Amy Adams stars in a film called Night Bitch, what a title, that is getting a limited theatrical release on December 6th of this year before it expands wide. Mariel Heller directed this one, and it is about a stay-at-home mom who decides to break her boring cycle and begins to believe that she's turning into a dog at night. So that is quite the premise for a movie. Kind of excited to see what that looks like. There is also a film called The Amateur that stars Rami Malek as a CIA cryptographer who loses his wife in a London terrorist attack, and then he ends up blackmailing his own agency into letting him go after the people who killed her. That was originally supposed to hit theaters this November, but it's now coming out in April of 2025. Tron Ares, the third Tron film, is coming out on October 10th, 2025. Jon Favreau's Star Wars movie, it's called The Mandalorian and Grogu, is coming to theaters on May 22nd, 2026. And then, let's see, Toy Story 5 has a release date now. It's coming out on June 19th, 2026. Really, I wish they would have stopped when they were ahead. I really feel like they were kind of pushing it with Toy Story 4 and got away with one there. So I'm not sure if they're really going to be able to keep up that high bar of quality for those movies. Coming back for a fifth time. And then the live-action remake of Moana, which was originally scheduled to come out in the summer of 2025, has been delayed by more than a year, and now that's going to come out on July 10th, 2026. So you can read all of that in the show notes. There's a link there that has all this sort of broken down for you there. Over in the world of Game of Thrones and HBO, we have previously talked about A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight, which is an upcoming TV adaptation of author George R.R. Martin's Dunk and Egg stories. While Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon are both about these ancient families vying for power with lots of dragons and palace intrigue and backstabbing, both metaphorical and literal. This show will take place about 100 years before the events of Game of Thrones and is a much smaller stakes tale about a good-intentioned but somewhat bumbling knight named Sir Duncan the Tall and his very young squire, whose nickname is Egg. And they basically just wander around Westeros getting into adventures. I don't know about you, but part of me is dreading House of the Dragon Season 2. I just, like, straight up did not think it was as captivating as Game of Thrones, and the latest House of the Dragon trailers have this weight to them, as if every little thing that happened in Season 1 is of massive importance, and I was really excited about Game of Thrones when that show was on. I was so invested in that series that, like, when it was between seasons, I could rattle off a bunch of different questions that I was hoping would be answered in the next season, or like tell you the things that I was desperate to see. I could recount, you know, what the houses were doing and all that kind of stuff, right? I was like really into the show. But for House of the Dragon, I could barely recount just the broadest possible strokes right now of what happened in Season 1. And for me, this new show sounds like it could be kind of an antidote to this like uber serious approach that they seem to be taking for telling stories in this universe. And I feel like it sounds like a very welcome left turn into a totally different corner of the world and a way to engage with different types of characters and social strata in Westeros than what the other two shows often focused on. All this to say, they've cast the actors who will be playing Duncan Egg in the show, and you can read more about that in the article at Slashfilm that I will link to in the show notes. And then before we take a break, I wanted to mention that Dune 3 is actively in development. Variety published a report the other day saying that Dune and Dune Part 2 director Denis Villeneuve is in talks to direct an adaptation of Annie Jacobson's Pulitzer Prize finalist book called Nuclear War, a Scenario, which evidently, I've not read this book, but it explores a ticking clock scenario about what would happen if there's a nuclear war in the modern era. Sounds fun. In that report, there is a quick line that just says, quote, Legendary also confirmed that it is working with Villeneuve to develop a third Dune film. And that's the end of the quote there. So as far as the timeline and which project might come out first, there's still a lot of question marks around that. We know that Dune Messiah, the third book in Frank Herbert's Dune saga, takes place 12 years after the events of the first book. And that's also basically like after the events of what we saw at the end of Dune Part 2. Villeneuve had previously said that he was interested in finishing this trilogy, but he's hinted that he might want to take some time off before doing that, or maybe direct something else. But I don't know, maybe Legendary has other plans and they want to like capitalize on Dune fever sort of quicker than anticipated. So I guess we'll keep an eye on these projects as they move forward. Let's take a break and then we'll be right back. So I mentioned House of the Dragon earlier, and one of the stars of that show, her name is Millie Alcock, is playing Superman's cousin, Supergirl, in an upcoming movie for James Gunn's new DC Universe, and the movie is called Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. And now that movie has a director, and his name is Craig Gillespie, who has directed movies like I, Tonya, and Cruella, and Dumb Money. I don't really have a particularly hot take on this news, but Gillespie, for me, just seems like exactly the type of right-down-the-middle director that DC would trust to be able to come in and execute on this new cinematic universe that they're trying to launch. He seems like the type of person who would be able to add some artful touches here and there, but won't really be a pain for the producers to deal with. I don't know, I kind of find myself a little bit skeptical about this whole relaunch, but James Gunn is certainly saying all the right things in the press about it. He's talking about how they're prioritizing quality and not moving forward with any project until they're really confident that the script is in good shape and all that. So time will tell there, but looks like Supergirl has a new director. Okay, so speaking of superheroes, Marvel Studios' Fantastic Four movie is coming soon, and an interesting piece of casting came out about that last week. So Julia Garner, who I know from her Emmy-winning work on Ozark, is playing the Silver Surfer in this new movie. And traditionally, the Silver Surfer has been a male character. He is this humanoid alien named Norrin Rad, which is just a really cool name, who makes a deal with this world-eating entity called Galactus to become Galactus's herald as long as the villain spares Norrin Rad's homeworld. And, you know, the Silver Surfer, he rides around on a, he flies around really on a surfboard. His whole skin is essentially painted silver. He's got like bulletproof qualities. He can fly, he can do all these different things. And in this movie, apparently Julia Garner is playing a character named Shala Ball, who in the comics is Norrin Rad's love interest. But it sounds like potentially her character could be the one who strikes that deal with Galactus this time around and becomes the Silver Surfer. So I would just say, if you're listening to this at work and you have a job that does not involve anyone's safety or well-being, and you want to kind of kill an hour on the clock or something like that, check out the Marvel fandom database page on the Silver Surfer and that character's abilities. They could basically do anything. It's kind of unfair almost to other superpowered characters. So anyway, just like I was trying to look through that to briefly summarize, oh yeah, Silver Surfer can do XYZ, you know, shoot lasers out of his eyes like Cyclops or whatever, you know, like that kind of thing. And like the list of the abilities and superpowers and all that is so long that there's no way to really succinctly bring that up. So anyway, if somebody's curious about what Julia Garner might be doing in this new movie, check that out. I'm glad to see her getting work. I hope she keeps the exact same accent from Ozark to play this intergalactic alien in that movie, because it would be extremely entertaining and very silly. The Fantastic Four comes out on July 25th, 2025. And then finally, James Mangold's Star Wars movie has found a writer. His name is Bo Willimon. He created Netflix's version of House of Cards. He has been hired to join James Mangold as the co-writer of a movie that currently has a working title of Star Wars Dawn of the Jedi. This is the one that takes place 25,000 years before the main Star Wars saga, the Skywalker saga, and showcases the origins of the Force. So this is a notable hire because Bo Willimon wrote what many people consider to be the best episode of Andor Season 1, which is the jailbreak episode that's called One Way Out. And Andor, I thought, was just a spectacular show. And that episode is particularly great, so this is really good news as far as I'm concerned. No word yet on when this movie might actually come out or even get started with production, because James Mangold is very busy working on that Bob Dylan biopic starring Timothy Chalamet, and he also has a Swamp Thing movie in the works over at DC. But I look forward to learning more about this project, although I will say it seems like it could be a little while before this one gets underway. So take all of that as you will. And I think that's going to do it for today's pretty short episode of Slash Film Daily. You can find much more about all the stories that I mentioned on the show at slashfilm.com and linked inside the show notes for this episode. Slash Film Daily is published every weekday, bringing you the most exciting news from the world of movies and TV, as well as deeper dives into the great features you can find on the site. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Send your feedback, questions, comments, concerns, and mailbag topics to us at bpearson@slashfilm.com. Make sure to leave your name and general geographic location in case we mention your email on the air. Don't forget to take a minute to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That really does help us out a lot. Tell your friends about the show any way you can. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you all tomorrow.